This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, The Jewish Veteran.
Sherman Guerin was the first-generation son of a Russian Jew who arrived in America as a refugee. Guerin was 19 when he answered Uncle Sam's call.
I was just a private in the Army, private first class.
During World War II, 500,000 American Jews served in the military. While the full horror of the Holocaust wasn't known until after the war, Jewish Americans like Guerin, just a generation away from religious persecution, were keenly sensitive to Hitler's assault on Jews.
In the news, Hitler was being terrible to the people in Germany.
On the front lines in France, Guerin lived on army rations.
Jewish people do not mix meat, pork, and together. But the rations we had were cheese, completely in a, filled with bacon. That was the only thing we had to eat.
Guerin chuckles about that now, but his fear of Hitler was no laughing matter.
While I was in combat, I had nightmares about being captured by the Germans.
In the 1940s, anti-Semitism was real, not only in Germany, but also in the U.S. and the Army. Guerin was fluent in Yiddish, a language similar to German. Guerin's commanding officers sometimes sought his help interpreting German. That flagged Guerin's background to a fellow GI he had considered his buddy.
And that's where this person who was supposedly my friend, when he found out that I was speaking Yiddish, that I was Jewish, that's when he turned on me.
Guerin remains filled with pride for his role in America's Great War. He continues to hold the reverence for freedom so often demonstrated in those who have known its absence.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.